ओमज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनःभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं नृपः कदा मह्यं ददाति शोभदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीजूतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितां कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकन्त राधाकन्त नमस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधिवृन्दावनेश्वरी विशोभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मुखं करति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुन्निनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यमीश्वरम् श्रीमद् भागवत कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 31 टेक्स्ट 23 एंड 24 टेक्स्ट 24 इज रिटन ऑन द बोर्ड सो फर्स्ट वील रीड टेक्स्ट 23 एंड इट्स परपोर्ट देन वील रिसाइट टेक्स्ट 24 टुगेदर टेक्स्ट 23 Maitreya Uvacha, I'll read alone. Iti Prachetasa Rajan Nannascha Bhagavat Katha Sravaitta Brahmalokam Jajo Shayambhava Muni. Translation. The great sage Maitreya continued, My dear King Vidura, Sri Narada Muni, the son of Lord Brahma, thus described all these relationships with the Supreme Personality of Godhead to the Prachetas. Afterward, he returned to Brahmaloka. Purport. One has to hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead from a pure devotee. The Prachetas got this opportunity from the great sage Narada, who told them of the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees. Text 24, please repeat after me. Teopi tanmukha nirjatam josho loka malapaham harir nishamma तत्पादं ध्यायन्तस्तद् गतिं जजु त्योपि तन्मुख निर्जातं जोशो लोकमलापहं హరిర్నిషమ్మాతత్పాదం ధ్యయంతస్తాద్గతిం జజు తేపి తన్ముఖ నిర్జాతం జాశోలోకమలాపహం హరిర్నిషమ్మాతత్పాదం ధ్యయంతస్తాద్గతిం జజు తేపి తన్ముఖ నిర్జాతం జాశోలోకమలాపహం హరిర్నిషమ్మాతత్పాదం ధ్యయంతస్తాద్గతిం జజు. ప్లీజ్. Glorification, loka of the world, mala, sins, apaham, destroying, harehe of Lord Hari, nishamma, having heart, tat of the Lord, padam, feet, dhyantaha, meditating upon Tadgatim, unto his abode Jajuhu went. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Translation. Hearing from Narada's mouth the glories of the Lord, which vanquish all the ill fortune of the world, the Prachetas also became attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Meditating on His lotus feet, they advanced to the ultimate destination. Purport. Here it is seen that by hearing the glories of the Lord from a realized devotee, the Prachetas easily attained strong attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then, meditating on the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, at the end of their lives, they advanced to the ultimate goal, Vishnu Loka. It is sure and certain that anyone who always hears the glories of the Lord and thinks of his lotus feet will reach that supreme destination. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Manmana bhava madbhakta majjajimang namaskuru mame vishyasi shittante pratijane priyoshime. Always think of me and become my devotee. Worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. నమం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ పృష్టాయ భూతలే শ্রীমতি ভক্তি স্বরূপ দামোদর স্বামিনীতি নামিনে নমস্যত ভক্ত মনে মণিপুর উদ্ভবায় চ প্রভু পাদ লসদ বাণী প্রচার নিরতায়। সো হিয়ার নারদ মুনি ইজ ইনস্ট্রাক্টিং দ্য প্রচেতস আফটার গিভিং ইনস্ট্রাকশন টু দ্য Prachetas, he left, and the Prachetas, just after hearing from Narada's mouth the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they became attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and finally they advanced to the ultimate destination. And Srila Prabhupada explained in the purport how a devotee can advance very quickly when he hears from a pure devotee, from a realized soul. Satang prasangan mama pitya sangvido. In Srimad Bhagavatam, in Bhagavad Gita, in many places, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the glorification of sadhu sangha, association with pure devotees, is explained very elaborately. Also, the disadvantages and negative effects of association with non-devotees and atheistic people, demonic people, is also explained. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Asat sanga tyag ei Vaishnava achar, স্ত্রী সঙ্গী এক অসাধু কৃষ্ণ ভক্ত আর অসৎ সঙ্গ ত্যাগ। দ্য ফার্স্ট বিহেভিয়ার আর কোয়ালিফিকেশন অফ এ ডিভোটি ইজ টু অ্যাভয়েড অ্যাসোসিয়েশন অফ অসৎ। দ্য ওয়ার্ড অসৎ জেনারেলি মিন্স টেম্পোরারি, টেম্পোরারি মিন্স দিস টেম্পোরারি ওয়ার্ল্ড, টেম্পোরারি সেনজুয়াল লাইফ, temporary sense pleasures, dream-like material world, material enjoyment. So this is temporary, and that's why it is called asat, and it gives us so-called pleasure and pains. Mainly we just suffer unlimited pains with a little hope of material illusory pleasure. So this is the result of asat sangha, association with asat. The word asat also means uncivilized. So those who are very much interested in this temporary life, so they are uncivilized. So in this way, asat means temporary and asat means uncivilized. So uncivilized people, they are interested in temporary life. But those who are civilized, they are interested in permanent life, permanent truth, absolute truth. So this is the difference between sat and asat. Asat sangatyag. So asat sangatyag, we have to give up the association of this asat, temporary, illusory life. Asat sanga, association, sanga. Sangat sangyayate kamo, whatever we associate, with whatever mood we associate, we get affected by that mood. Association is, practically speaking, everything. Our freedom is only to choose the association, what kind of association we want. This is our limited freedom. Otherwise, our life is completely based on, completely influenced by association. If we associate with the temporary truth, if we associate with the people who are interested in temporary lifestyle, then we'll get affected by their influence. So the modern civilization, or we can say modern uncivilization, is completely based on association with non-devotees, association with atheistic people, demoniac people. The big, big cities like Kolkata, like New York, and many other cities around the world, they're completely based on one target, sense gratification, asat, associating with asat. So that's why the people living on the, in those cities, apparently they are enjoying life, but practically speaking, they're completely unhappy. And all the troubles, natural, when people become like animal, if you observe the animal lifestyle, we see all the time there is only suffering and anxiety, troubles. This is the natural symptoms of animalistic lifestyle. So in modern cities and even villages, the modern, with the help of modern scientific, you know, inventions, even the villages are polluted. Even forest. In ancient time, people used to go to forest to get the mood of goodness, to associate with mood of goodness. But nowadays, there are many forests where terrorists are living. Many terrorists are living in the forest. So even forest is polluted in this Kali Yuga. So that's why Srila Prabhupada mercifully has created temples. At least in temple, you get some good association. So, by associating with asat, temporary, the life is completely doomed, completely, life becomes completely dead, completely useless. Barang bhuta bahu jala, panjaranta vyavasthiti. It is better to live in a cage, burning cage, instead of associating with non-devotees, instead of associating with atheistic and demoniac people. It is better to live in a cage which is burning, a burning cage, where people are not interested in devotional life. If we associate with those type of people, life becomes completely only suffering and suffering. But due to the illusion, illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, people even cannot understand that why they are suffering. They cannot understand. So that's why majority of the people, they are satisfied with this suffering. They are trying to adjust this way or that way. But still they will not leave this modern sensual life. They will not leave. Even though they are tired, they understand that it is only full of anxieties and suffering. But they will not leave this. Because this is the bad effect of bad association. Bad association will pollute our intelligence so much so that they will not be able to understand that what kind of life, what kind of nasty life they are leading. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Asat Sangha Tyag, a Vaishnava Achar. The first qualification of a devotee, the first behavior, Achar. Achar means practical behavior. The first behavior of a devotee is to give up the association of bad people or association of temporary life. A Vaishnava Achar. Then the question, what is Asat? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has summarized all the temporary things, he has summarized in two words. Those who are Asat, that is by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has summarized in two words. Stri Sangi Eka Sadhu Krishna Abhakta R. There are only two types of Asat in this world. One is those who are very much interested in opposite sex. They are Asat. Stri Sangi, those who have so much attachment, so much, they feel so much disturbed and attracted by the association of opposite sex, they are Asat. Sometimes I think that in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has said, Apichet Sudaracharo Bhajati Ma Mananna Bhak Sadhurevo Samantabbo Sammak Bebashita Aisha. Even if someone is very much fallen, Su means extreme, extremely bad. Sudaracharo, a person who is habituated in extreme, nasty type of life, he is also can be called sadhu, sadhurevo samantabho. You must consider him sadhu if he is Krishna conscious, if he is sadhurevo samantabho sammak vyavasita hisho, if he is absorbed or if he is engaged in Krishna consciousness, he should be considered as sadhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, more or less, at least apparently, looks like he said the opposite thing. Those who are interested in women, interested in opposite sex, they are called asadhu. Asat sanga, asat. Asat sanga tyagi Vaishnava achar. Stri sangi ek asadhu. Not sadhu. Asadhu. Not sadhu. But Krishna says sadhurevo samantabha. So it has to be understood clearly. I think Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has explained this point. Those who are by nature sinful, they are only sinful, they have no interest to rectify their life, they are only interested in sinful activities, they have no desire to change their sinful habits, so they are really asadhu. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that those who are interested in opposite sex, they are asadhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meant those people who are not interested in Krishna bhakti. That's why in the next word he said Krishna bhaktar. Another asadhu means those who are not interested in Krishna consciousness, those who are not devotee. An example can be given. Suppose I have taken a bucket of dirty water and I have thrown this dirty water in a drain, dirty drain. So the dirty water mixed in drain water, there is no hope. The dirty water will remain dirty. But the same dirty water, if I take one bucket of dirty water, even from drain, and I send it to some refinery industry or some place where filtering process is there, so thus the dirty water you can mix some chemicals like alum, and it can be clarified, then you can boil it, you can filter it, even by machine you can purify this water, and it can even be turned into distilled water which can function as medicine. Sometimes distilled water is used as medicine. So the same drain water, when I put in industry, purifying industry, filtering industry, refinery, then this drain water has hope that it will become distilled water. It may take little time, because first you have to put some chemicals, then you have to boil the water, you have to filter it, then you have to refine it with machine. So it may take little long time, but it has hope. Even though water is very dirty, it has hope. But the water, dirty water in the drain, it doesn't have any hope. It doesn't have any hope. Similarly, those who are really demoniac by nature and they are not interested at all in Krishna consciousness, they are like that type of people. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Tanaham dishataho kruran saṃsāreṣu narādhaman kṣipāmi ajasrana shubhan asureshyo jonishu. So those who are really not interested in Krishna consciousness, they are interested only in sense enjoyment, only in demoniac life, animalistic life. For them, Krishna makes arrangements so that, he says, I cast them down in animalistic life, in demoniac life, millions and trillions of times. They can take birth in demoniac species for millions and trillions of lifetimes. They have no hope for rectification. They have no hope to filter their consciousness, to filter their heart. So this is real asat. And we should not associate with this type of asat. Even preaching Krishna consciousness to this type of asat is a little risky. At least those who are, not so strong in Krishna consciousness. Devotee like Srila Prabhupada, they are special. They can even filter anything, any kind of person, any kind of demoniac person, sometimes they are successful in filtering their heart. But a devotee like me, I'm a little afraid, because they are so polluted and they are not interested. Even if you speak them, speak about Krishna, Krishna consciousness to them, they may even beat you. So they are not interested to listen. So this type of association of asat we should completely avoid. Of course, understanding our position. Those who are little inclined, we can try to, you know, Prabhupada says, give association, don't take association. So we can try as far as possible to give association. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, asat sanga tyag, so he meant this type of asat, those who can pollute our life, asat sanga tyag, and main symptom of those asat is they are interested in sex only. They are 24 hours contemplating on sex, opposite sex. So we have to be very, very careful to associate with those type of people. And we also have to be careful with our own lives, that we personally don't become asat ourselves. Whenever we see some temptation, we must be careful to be on the right consciousness, that I don't become asat myself. I don't become asat myself. What to speak of? I have to take association of devotees who are not asat, who are not interested in sex life. And if I personally become, you know, contaminated, then that is very, very worse condition. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's first warning. Asat sanga tyag, ei Vaishnava achar, stri sangi ek asadhu, Krishna bhaktar. But those who are non-devotee, they are more dangerous from these, those who are attached to the opposite sex. They are more dangerous. Because those who are devotee, even if they have some nasty habits in the beginning, but still there is hope, because they are in the filtering process. They have some hope, that, as I have given the example of dirty water. When it is put into filtering process, there is some hope. And that filtering process, only filtering process is Krishna consciousness. Baladev Vidya Bhushan has given, he has classified devotees into three stages. This classification is there in different language, different words, in different places. But Baladev Vidya Bhushan has given three names, Shanishtha, Paranishtha, and Nirapeksha. He classified three kinds of devotees. Sanishta means they are just in the beginning stage. They are trying to rectify their own, you know, own pollution. They are trying to rectify, they are trying to filter their own dirty things. They are called Sanishta. And for them, the best process is Varnasram. They work, they do authorized work. Authorized work means Varnasram. They are working, they are even engaged in sense gratification, but in an authorized way, and that is Varnasram. They are not engaged in unauthorized work, because unauthorized work is displeasing to Krishna, but authorized work is pleasing to Krishna. So that's why Varnasram is connected, somehow or other it is connected to please Krishna. So that's why it is also advancing towards devotional service. But because it is in the beginning stage and they have some attachment and, you know, desire to enjoy life, so that's why in the beginning stage the Varnasram system is arranged by Lord so that they can gradually rectify their consciousness. So that is called Shanishtha. So when he's little more developed, then he has no attachment for sense enjoyment, but still he thinks that I should set some example so that people can understand, those who are in lower grades, they can understand how to lead life in this material world, how to adjust life in this material world. So they also perform Varnasram, but not for sense gratification, but to teach others. They are called Paranishtha. Paranishtha means they want to set example to teach others. So they are called Paranishtha. They are in an upper grade. Little upper grade. So then there is Nirapeksha. Nirapeksha means those who are really advanced. They are completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. They are made for Krishna. they are actually nirapeksha devotee. So in Bhagavad Gita, sometimes you may see apparently contradictory instructions, but actually Krishna is giving, sometimes he is giving instruction to Swanishtha devotee, sometimes he is giving instruction to Paranishtha devotee, sometimes he is giving instruction to Nirapeksha devotee. Just like in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, dharma sangsthapanarthayo sambhavami juge juge. I descend in this material world just to establish religion, dharma. But at the end of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, just give up all varieties of dharma. So, apparently looks like contradiction. He has come to establish dharma and he is telling, give up all varieties of dharma. So, there is no contradiction. In the beginning when he says dharma, that is for Swanishtha devotee. They have to follow varnasram dharma. So, for Swanishtha devotee, he has come to establish dharma. But for Nirapeksha devotee, they have to give up all these so-called varnasram dharma, or this dharma, that dharma, concocted dharma. That has to be given up. So that is for Nirapeksha devotee, those who are. 18th chapter means the final conclusion of Bhagavad Gita, which is meant to uplift all the devotees to the standard of Nirapeksha devotee. So, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Krishna Bhakta, those who are non-devotee, they are asat. So we have to avoid the association of those people who are not devotee of Krishna. But those who are devotee of Krishna, we have to seek the association of those devotees who are more advanced than me, at least. So in this way, simply by association of devotees, although books are there, Srimad Bhagavatam is there, wonderful books like Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat is there, but without the association of devotees, the books, these books are there in India, but I never read these before coming in contact of ISKCON. Why? Because ISKCON means an association of living devotees. So if there was no living devotees, if there was no Prabhupada, there is no living devotee, the books will remain there. So many books are even lost. So many wonderful books are lost. Why? Because the living devotees are missing. The living devotees are not there sufficiently. But by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, he has created a good association of devotees. So with the association of devotees, now even the books are there, but we need living association, because living association means when I read the book personally, I may not feel so much, but when I associate with devotees, when Srila Prabhupada went to the West and when he was preaching around the world, by his association people understood that Krishna is still, they understood he is alive. He is not only theoretical or story. Prabhupada gave the example. The example is also given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The sun is moving in its orbit. So if I ask, what is the time now? What is the time now? 7:40. 7:40. Okay, 7:40. So, after 1 second, there is 7:40 in some other place. And then again after 1 second, there is 7:40 in another place. Again after 1 second, there is 7:40 in another place. So, in 24 hours, 7:40 is always there. 7:40 is never missing. Any time, 24 hours it is there somewhere in the world. Somewhere in the world the time is there. So, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, this example is given to explain about Krishna Leela, that Krishna Leela is also like this from one planet to another planet. By second, even if you make fraction of second, the Krishna Leela is constantly present. All the Leelas of Krishna's are constantly present in different universes. Every moment, any Leela, any pastime is present somewhere in the world, somewhere in some universe. So, That means, when we read all these Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, it is not like history book. Krishna is alive, Krishna is still alive. Only thing is that I am dead, my consciousness is dead. That's why, even though Krishna is alive, but just like sun is there, present, but because I am in darkness, I cannot see the sun. But by the association of devotees, I will realize that truth, especially the Supreme Personality of God is still present. He is not a historical God. He is not historical God. He is present God. He is still present, and He is present everywhere in every atoms. Only thing is that I have to purify my own consciousness with the association of devotees. Of course, reading book is also there, because it is not possible for us to have association of devotees 24 hours. It may not be possible. So if you read our book, read all these books given by Prabhupada, it is also very good association. We have to read all these books. Time is very, very short. Very, very short. We have to read these books millions and trillions of times. Target should be there. But we know the time is very, very short. But we are sometimes, I am so callous that I don't understand this. I think I have enough time, so we can gossip little, but time is very short. We have to read these books millions and trillions of times, and we have to associate with pure devotees, hear from pure devotees. The more we listen, the more we read, then the more Krishna becomes, not becomes, then we can realize he is still present, he is alive, he is not dead God. God is not dead, still, every moment He is present, every moment He is alive. Only thing is that I have to become alive. How I will become alive? Simply by good association. Satang prasangan mama birja sangvido. Simply with good association of devotees. Because when real, those who are really spiritually advanced like Srila Prabhupada, so their talk, their association, their radiation, their vibration from their consciousness will very quickly purify our consciousness. Satang prasangan mama birja sangvido. Just like Narada Muni, simply by his association, he made the purchases advanced very quickly. Narada Muni, he met with 30,000 sons of Daksha, and he converted them into devotee. Again he met, Daksha produced again another set of 30,000, and Narada Muni converted them devotee again. So this is Narada Muni's association, very, very powerful association. Then after that, Daksha started to produce daughter only, because Narada Muni was a brahmachari and he will not go to the daughters. So anyway, so association of devotees is really very, very important. Satang prasangana mama birja sangvido bhavanti ritkarana rasayana katha. Simply by association of devotees, this topic of Krishna is become really relishable, really enjoyable. Tat ritkarana through heart we can relish the topics about Krishna. Bhavanti ritkarana rasayana katha. Simply by that pleasure, by that happiness, by relishing topics of Krishna with the association of devotees, we can advance very quickly to the destination of Godhead, to the destination, supreme destination, to reach to the Golok Vrindavan very quickly, simply by association of pure devotees. So I like to stop here if you have any comment or correction or question. Okay, Mataji. Mataji has a question. Okay, please. I'm coming, Mataji. Yeah, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sataraj Khan asked this question to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For 3 years, he was visiting Orissa, Puri, at the time of Ratha Jatra, and first year he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how can I understand who is devotee? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the minimum qualification of a devotee. Jar mukhe ekbar ashe Krishna nam tahare janiyo tumi Vaishnava pradhan. If a person is chanting Hare Krishna one time, he is a devotee. This is the first definition. Then next year, because maybe he had still some doubt, how, you know, chanting one time only. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this definition. But then, next year he asked the same question, who is devotee? How can I understand a devotee? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jarmukhe Nirantar Krishna Nam Jahara Badane, something like this. And who is constantly chanting the name of Krishna, he is devotee. This is next year, he told. And again in the third year, Shatraj Khan asked the same question, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, Jahare Dekhile Mukhe Aishi Krishna Nam, Tahare Jani Hotumi Vaishnava Pradhan. Simply by seeing a person, if you feel inspired to chant Hare Krishna, he is the topmost devotee. So there are different categories of devotees, just like today I have explained, Shanishtha, Paranishtha, Nirapeksha. Also, it is said, Kanishtha, Madhya, Muttam. So devotees are there in different categories. So the general formula is that I should associate with higher, the more higher association I get, the more I am benefited. So I should seek for higher devotees, but I should not make any offense to any kind of devotees. Even non-devotees, I should not make any offense. So, is it clear? Okay. Mataji.
Hello? Is it working?
No, not working. Should be on.
Prabhuji, when Srila Prabhupada gave us Nectar of Devotion, he told us to read it every day, because by reading Nectar of Devotion we were associating directly with Rupa Goswami. And by following the instructions of Nectar of Devotion, we would serve Rupa Goswami's lotus feet. So he reasons L, who say that Vaishnavas die. You're saying we have to associate with living devotees. Many of Prabhupada's disciples, they never saw Srila Prabhupada, never spoke with Srila Prabhupada, but simply by getting his book, reading his book, their whole life was completely turned around. So by reading Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavatam, his Chaitanya Charitamrita, we're directly associating with Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah.
And by following those instructions, we're serving Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet.
Yeah. Thank you, Mataji. So, Mataji, everybody I think understood Mataji's question, as far as I have understood. You see, the Srila Prabhupada was preaching. I was in a hostel. I was staying in hostel in Kolkata. I was a non-devotee practically. But a devotee came and distributed his books. So the link, see how living devotees help us. It is true that I have, you know, joined ISKCON simply by reading Srila Prabhupada's books. But if the devotee did not visit my hostel and did not distribute that book, I could not have link with Srila Prabhupada. Because a devotee mercifully came to my hostel and gave me a book. So I started reading Srila Prabhupada's books and I got so much inspired. Simply, I remember, first night I read Srila Prabhupada's books, I understood it's a very, very uncommon kind of writing and very, very uncommon, you know, knowledge. Immediately I got impressed. So books are, I did not deny the importance of books, but the role of living devotee, you must understand. Then also, still today, when I read Prabhupada's books, I don't understand some points. Immediately I go to some senior devotee and I ask, Prabhuji, please can you explain, I could not understand this line. Because dharmasya taktam nihitam guhayam, the spiritual truth is so complicated, so subtle, that even very, very great scholar, they cannot understand. So that's why living devotees are, even today, living devotees are very, very important. Whenever you have confusion in Srila Prabhupada's books, you see after disappearance of Srila Prabhupada, so many, you know, quarrels started, you know, Rithikism, thisism, thatism. You know, devotees are quarreling on Srila Prabhupada's writing. Somebody says Srila Prabhupada said this, Ritvik process should be established. Somebody says, no, no, Srila Prabhupada did not say this. In so many letters are misunderstood. So who will solve this misunderstanding and confusion? Only the living devotees can solve. And also the inspiration, when you are associating with living devotees, those who are practicing Srila Prabhupada's instructions, will get some special inspiration from them.
Prabhuji, he reasons ill who say Vaishnavas die.
I did not say Vaishnava die.
But Srila Prabhupada is living, right in his
book. Yeah, he is living. But do you mean from tomorrow we stop this Bhagavatam class and we stop this because Srila Prabhupada is living, so you no more read or no more need any association of living devotees?
No, not like that.
Yes, well, same thing. Srila Prabhupada said
that if even only one of my books is left, if everything else is completely gone, if there's one book left, this ISKCON movement will go on.
Yeah, but if we take so much literally, that okay, only one book is there and nobody is there to give that book and nobody is there to, you know, preach that book. I am not contradicting you. I just wanted to make a balance that, you know, I told books are there and we need these books, but we need also help of living devotees. You see, the same those who are interested in cricket game, If a cricket game is going on in TV, and if you are enjoying, those who are interested in game, enjoying, and suddenly you told, actually it is 10 years ago this game was played, and it is a record. So you feel little, you know, your feeling is different. But when you say it is live show, you feel more enthusiastic. I mean, those who are interested in game. So living is living, you know. That's why this parampara. Why parampara? Why, you know, this Bhagavatam class and association of devotees? Because through living guru, living, you know, devotees, we get so much inspiration. Our mistakes, misunderstanding, confusion, you know, all these things can be rectified by the help of living devotees. And by any means, I don't underestimate the importance of written books. These are always very, very important asset. Srila Prabhupada is still alive, but we'll feel that just like God is still alive. But without the association of devotees, we don't feel that. We think God is dead. Without the association of devotees, we may feel, oh, Srila Prabhupada is dead. We need association of devotees who will make me understand that Srila Prabhupada is not dead, just like you are making me understand. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Became devotees. By the end of your class, he said she started giving birth to female children, and Adamuni, because he was a brahmachari, avoided them. Does it mean that a brahmachari should not preach to a woman?
Yeah, it depends. It depends. If you are scared, then it's better to not associate. But if you feel that I'm qualified and I'll not be affected by their association, even in the name of preaching, sometimes devotees can associate with opposite sex and sometimes they get affected. So it depends on, it varies from person to person. Those who are really advanced, they can associate with anybody, even with non-devotees, no problem. But you judge yourself, you feel your confidence that yes, I am confident that I will not be affected. Because the purpose is to help. But instead of helping, if I damage both the life, that is risky. That is risky. So you have to judge yourself whether you are fit to do that or you have still some lack of confidence. It is personal. Okay?
Yes. Another doubt, I read a book written by Chanakya Pandit. He said, too much of sex ages a man.
Pardon?
Too much of sex ages a man. When he sex too much, he becomes old quick. And without sex, a woman becomes old. Why?
I cannot get the accent. If anybody can paraphrase.
He said, too much of sex.
Too much of sex
ages a man.
What is that?
Ages, becomes old.
Makes him old, but same when women, they get younger.
Yeah. See, without sex, a woman gets old.
Without sex,
a woman becomes old.
Woman become old.
Yeah. Hmm. Can you explain that?
I don't know what Chanakya Pandit says, but as I'm following Prabhupada has given very clear instructions. If you are in Grihastha Ashram, you have full right to produce children, and you have to be responsible to make your children Krishna conscious. But it is only for the Grihastha Ashram. So this much I can understand, you know, producing children is not prohibited. If you are responsible, if you have enough money and enough facilities to maintain the children and to make them Krishna conscious, you are authorized to produce 100 children. There is nothing wrong. It is allowed. So what Chanakya Pandit says, I did not read. But what Prabhupada says, I know. So in the light of Prabhupada, I can say, in married life, for producing children with responsibility is allowed. Rather, sometimes, you know, when they don't produce children and use artificial birth control, the health get damaged because that is unnatural. Unnatural. Artificial control by artificial, you know, family planning, you know, there are so many tablets and pills and, you know, so many methods. So that is rather damage the health. But those who are following Shastra and they are producing children, that is not harmful. That is rather good. That is a duty. That is a duty of Grihasthas, those who are married. Okay, Prabhu? Because I did not study Chanakya Pandit, so I don't know so much about his comment.
How we develop taste for reading? How we develop taste for reading?
How you develop taste for reading? How a person develop taste for smoking? See, in my life I never smoke. And really I cannot tolerate the smell of cigarette or bidi. I cannot tolerate because in my life I never smoke. So, and I have seen one sweeper working in my office. And every 30 minutes he is telling, can I go to pass water? I know he is going to smoke. So, why he is so much mad after smoking? Why he is so much mad after smoking? Which I cannot personally tolerate the smell of smoking. Because I am not habituated. The more you smoke, the more you feel the taste of smoking. The more you read Srila Prabhupada books, the more you read, the more you feel tasty. The less you read, the taste becomes also less. Understand? It is said, within 25 years, whatever habit you form, it will continue your whole life. If somebody smokes cigarette within 25 years of his, I mean, beginning of the life, 25 years, if you smoke, whole life you'll enjoy smoking. Understand? So this, that's why brahmachari life is so important. Before marriage, whatever time you have, it should be utilized completely for Krishna consciousness. Then whole life it will last. But even if we miss that, we can restart. We can read more, try to read more. Maya and senses will try to steal your time. So this is a hard struggle. This is the hard struggle. And if you are successful, that is your credit. Hare Krishna. Any other comment, Prabhuji?
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, when we say that we should avoid association of non-devotees or people who are not devotees of Krishna, do we also include people who worship, say, Shiva or some other demigods?
Some guidelines are given that those who are non-devotees like Hiranyakashipu, and if we feel that my preaching may not work or my life may be at risk and it will be useless, so in such case we can avoid. And those who are innocent, if you can feel that if I preach him, he is an innocent person, he is a simple-hearted person, maybe misguided, Just like Prabhupada gave the example, some smoke is coming out. So if I fan it, then fire will come out. Isn't it? So if I feel that he is an innocent person, he is a simple-hearted person, and if I preach, he may change his lifestyle. Then if you feel that hope, then you can preach to the demigod worshippers. Wherever you feel some hope, then just like a businessman, I feel that this customer will purchase my goods. So I have to convince him. Similarly, if you understand that my preaching may work, at least you can try. But if you feel that it will be useless, waste of my time, waste of his time, then it is better to not waste our time. But if you feel that there is some hope, then you can preach to the demigod worshipper also. Sometimes many demigod worshippers, I know many demigod worshippers who converted into Krishna devotee. I know many devotees who are worshipping different gurus and different demigods by association with, even I was so much interested in Ramakrishna mission, but by association of Srila Prabhupada's parampara and books, I got convinced. So in this way, when I feel that my preaching will work or may work, then you can try.
So then let me rephrase this question. Say you were associated with that Ramakrishna Paramahansa mission. Uh-huh. So does that mean that you were misguided? Or does this mean only that you are following a different path? Or some of my friends are following a different path, but they're also God conscious?
See, if you come to the higher level, then you can judge the lower level. I was, practically speaking, I joined Ramakrishna Mission one time. And in a stage of my life, I joined Ramakrishna Mission. And I was a Maharaj there in Ramakrishna Mission, you know. So I saw that their lifestyle, I saw how they are smoking, and when we used to eat together, I used to see that big mugs, you know, mugs like jug, you know, they drink tea, big, you know, pot. One, you know, everyone was drinking. I was there, and I saw big hilsa fish, you know, hilsa fish, big size. So they were distributing, serving among the sannyasis and Maharaj. So life is very, materialistically speaking, very luxurious there. ISKCON looks like luxurious, but still devotees control so many things. So many no's are there, you don't do this, you don't do this, you don't do this. You understand? But if you go there, you will see life is very happy. In the morning a servant was coming, I was in the beginning even, a servant was coming with two buckets of hot water, Maharaj, Swamiji, hot water is ready, please take bath. So life was very comfortable there. You understand? But when I started to read Srila Prabhupada's books, I found details. Until you go into details, you cannot make the difference. So you have to go into details. And for going into details, you need to read Srila Prabhupada's books. Practically speaking, I read all books of Ramakrishna Mission. But when I read Prabhupada's books, I could make the difference, because Prabhupada gave more details, then I could make the difference. Understand? Okay, so I stop here. Thank you very much. Jaya Granthras Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Samavata Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda Ki Nitai Gaur Pramana.